The president of the Ghana Journalist Association, Roland Afelmoni, has challenged the state to prosecute those who are found guilty of corrupt practices in order to deter others from doing so. He said it is not good enough to name and shame perpetrators of corruption. They have to be punished as prescribed by law, regardless of their political color and social status. Mr. Moni was speaking at a public forum on combating corruption in Ghana, The Way Out, at the Presby Church Faith Congregation at Medina in Accra. Mr. Moni stressed that leaders must confront the culture of impunity from impunity by prosecuting and punishing wrongdoers in society.
As a nation, we must take the bull by the horns. We must confront the culture of immunity from impunity by prosecuting and punishing perpetrators of corruption, regardless of their political connections, regardless of their social standing, and regardless of their ethnic orientation. I believe this will make a strong statement as far as the fight against corruption is concerned. It's not enough to condemn corruption. It's not enough to expose. But let's add, our laws must be implemented to the letter. In terms of laws, we have a litany of them. But to what extent do we implement the laws? And the laws are not enough. We need to internalize the principles. Biblical principles.
DJ President Afelmoni, the moderator of the General Assembly of the Presby Church of Ghana, Reverend Professor Emmanuel Marty, said corruption has become endemic, destroying every aspect of life, and it must be fought with all the necessary tools available to stakeholders.
You will all agree with me that corruption has become endemic in Ghanaian society. Treasury, development, progress, and peace. Today, our society is ravaged by corruption, and so far, attempts to stamp out this canker have not produced the desired result. What then is the way out? The seriousness of the level of which corruption has reached in Ghana is attested by the fact that the independent constitutional body set up to combat public sector corruption.
On how to fight and reduce corruption in Ghana, a former rector of Gimpa, Professor Stephen Adai, called for an internet-based approach of processing documents.
We must reduce human contact as much as possible. We should use ICT in most of the processes. There's too much human contact these days. Most of the things can be done online because the more human contact, the higher the level of corruption. And we must also set limits. Every public servant must be given a limit that if other things are in place within certain time, you must deliver certain results. And